member of the cabinet since.
Yeah.
I said, well, what do you mean a member of the cabinet? She just has cabinet blank. I said, yeah, perhaps you don't work. On the selection of cabinet. President historically in this country picks his own cabinet. And I said, the president chose in the first term to pick his own cabinet, which included the council. And he is doing so in this case. And I said, well, does she receive Senate confirmation? I said, yeah, aren't you aware of the fact that members of the cabinet who the president selects or secretaries of his department look through Senate confirmation to head up the department of the executive branch, not to sit on the president's cabinet. The president historically in this country has chosen those individuals within his administration who he so chooses to sit on his cabinet. They said, well, you have 74 cabinet rank. I said, well, if you choose to make this a matter of semantics, the fact that Mrs. Armstrong is on the case and is I announced that.
They sort of nasty mood, aren't they?
Well, not too bad. But they comment on these things, you know, like tokenism. The best I could on this.
Well, you didn't mention what the hell. Those are good answers. They seem to think the bench Armstrong.
Well, then I made
the point. They thought they were big shots. Moynihan,
right? I pointed up.
Moynihan, Harlow, Burns.
I said, those are the members of the counselors in the first round. I said, did you know about Pence's return to California? Mr. Armstrong is going to veto. Now we have one counselor within the second term, so there's going to cut the counselors at 50%. And Lissa Gore said, well, you could almost say there's a cut in counselors at 90%. In other words, I was trying to just lead to the point that we were cutting the White House staff as we moved along because of the announcements of Congress cuts, transportation cuts, but also I announced some of the staff people who were meeting like this and went through that. The general show. And then recap for them. Who has left the White House to take over any responsibilities and so forth. And I said, luckily, Chuck Colson's leaving, Rumsfeld and the defense department light. So I said, as this process continues, and as we plan for the second term, you will see a graphic, the beginning and a continuation of the reduction of the president's executive office, because he intends to meet the objective that he spelled out in the campaign, and that is to achieve substantial reduction to the White House staff. So, hopefully, I got a little bit.
Very good.
That's one point. The second point was, and the Laird thing, I think, was helpful in the long run, because when I was asked about this, what I said, I said, Secretary Laird has already spelled out the fact, and referred to our United States actions over Vietnam, that see, Laird had made the point that we were resuming about the 20th. I didn't have to do that. So I said, you asked me what our policy is, and I said, the actions of the Secretary referred to are consistent with the policies outlined by the President and his name. I said, they will continue until such time as a settlement is reached, as he spelled out at that time. And then they're designed to cope with another enemy buildup to prevent another round of offensive actions by the enemy in South Vietnam. Then I used the line, the negotiations to be too wide open. I used the line that we are going to do all we can as we work with both sides in Vietnam to take actions that will lead to a rapid settlement.
Right.
Which I said, then I used the line about neither side of the game, referring to both sides of Vietnam. Continuing the war, prolonging the war, neither side of the game.
Henry had not made that, I don't think, in his briefing video.
He made it, but now in relation to the war.
Now.
Right. Then I continued on the fact we stand ready to negotiate in the spirit of goodwill in a constructive way. And if the North Vietnamese would assume or adopt that same attitude, the settlement could be regret. We are interested in the rapid settlement. In the meantime, however, the president will continue whatever action he considers necessary by air and sea to prevent any buildup or contingent buildup that could lead to the opening of a new offensive in the South. That is totally consistent with the
United States. You made the agreement in the line. You're not going to allow talks to Vietnam.
differently to the opioid control.
You know, if you come on tomorrow, just give us the ruling, said, we're not going to use, we're not going to allow the enemy to use talks as a cover-up for a build-up for fighting. Excuse me, for cover-up to build for peace talks as a cover-up for a build-up which could lead to more war. There's the line. We're not going to allow peace talks. Good. But that don't work very well. As a matter of fact, I almost think you should have done the briefing. And we did.
Well, this is working out fine. The lead, of course, is the White House said that the President needs to continue his policy on line on May 8th. Resumption of full scale of U.S. bombing in North Vietnam, which is what we're going to do. So we said we're not going to allow the peace talks to be used as a cover for another offer.
Oh, you have that? So then you have it. That's already done.
Last way in which you are reminding the market and increase the money with most of the U.S. policy. In other words, because it was known that we had stopped the action for the
money. I'm not heard much there again.
So let's move down there. The passage reading the story, bulletin of Moscow, the war place back in summer, and more than that, as reported to that. But these particular lines that we get on the day in this regard set us up, I think, pretty well for what's to come.
Well, it's going to continue, Ron. You see, the point is now that we have to continue this because people are just going to have to get used to it again. You know, if you don't continue with us, that was the trouble. See, but we knocked it off. October, late October, I was, well, we had a hell of a time, and he trapped himself in his car, and he had promised that he would knock off all the points we had to make sure the principal would be knocked off the bomb. Anyway, I don't think that was true. I think it was, but that,
Mr. Norton, the question was not possible.
I hate backed up program, and as a compromise, I said, all right, knock it off above the 20. We did. But this is, we've been bombing our nation. Most people think we've been bombing all the time. That was your claim. They think we've been bombing our
nation. Yes, and the press were not hostile to these questions. They didn't have a bomb.
They wouldn't get them.
We'll try that through for 2 weeks.
Henry's been trying to issue a short. Now he goes through these things. He's in such an emotional thought. He's having very depressed today. We lost one, we went to two, another today. Not bad, I think we expect three, maybe we get five.
Well, I know that's more than we can. But the NBC government, I talked to him about it.
Yes, he keep him up, keep him. I think what his problem is, Ron, is that he's really small. Damn, columns and everything. People raise their points about what they're reading.
Well, he referred to the newsman.
What the news magazine, I have seen, they made the point, this raises the question credibility.
Well, you refer to the piece that will not matter.
But that's how it matters, how it all comes in.
Well, then the third thing.
The piece of hand, you mean that the news magazine states the piece of hand, now it's been disproved by the fact we don't have to be Russian. Do we expect that from that? But still, it's true.
It's not us. We haven't played this. What do you assume?
If the news magazine gave a generally fair shape, I
think so. Then the third thing, the Post thing came up.
Yeah.
And I handled others and discussed. I said, what's
the matter? I talked to Julie. They were first. Julie said that just exactly right. She said, for example, yesterday she met somebody from the Philadelphia Bulletin. There. I said, they should have been. And that was what I meant. She says, of course, it should be a national policy.
That they were more so.
Correct.
And then the words, that was time to get there.
Correct. And that we have had it. There's not going to be any favoritism given to the Washington papers.
That's what I said.
That's what I do.
I said, the Washington Post has no special problems. look at they'll participate in.
And they got a long time to wait.
That's right. And they said, well, what about the star? I said, well, the star is, it's not that they have no special power. The only change in policy is to make it more fair and spread it around.
Good.
So. Which is.
Who asked you to come play for the star?
No, Brad was the involved in that. Question. Jenny. Sarah.
There's your one.
Oh, I said, they said, well, is this an action being taken in response to the water people? I said, look, we had more to do than carry the data and just.
Again, I did, I already got a damn century bill on that. I knew they wouldn't.
Again, I did not want to give them a quote incentive for banning.
No, we didn't. We aren't.
I said, for example, the Washington Post is represented here today. I'm sure that should be in peril. This is the only way to do it. Oh, and I said, I'm not going to have a comment on the publications or the fact that the Washington Post chooses to make a cause slip out of the back and they haven't been invited to come to some social event. I said, the Washington Post has one local special problem. I said, we have no local newspapers, we have the national administration. So I made that point.
Good, good. That's the line to take. Then I would just spread it around. And we'll just, in other words, it's the idea around building an establishment. Well, let's build around whatever.
See, the Post for years, like when I talked to Helen Thomas, Helen was over at the press secretary, the guy who was the press secretary, who was the other, the head secretary, probably not Kevin Carr. There's a group of people who interrelate this now.
Right. Hope I tell her that she wants to help the Post.
Well, I was
well, I'll tell you, you have to go through the top of it. You've had a lot of practice on this.
I don't mind if I'm on the way.
Well, as you talk to her, they're harder to express. You take the right attitude. The main thing is not to be emotional. Be just very calm, objective. It's tough, very tough not to be emotional. It's something we all just put the result in. And so much emotion, they tear themselves apart. It's a business for us to go after. And I understand that. But here we try to beat them. And so we play the game. It's a game. Are you going to get killed after me? Okay, so here we go. Nothing happens. You know that I'm already not here personally about it.
I said that.
I said to him, but I said we are going to spread this around. This is a national administration. That's what this election was about.
They tried to bring them back to work. Currently, this is what it's supposed to be. Quarter was back in line. I said, no one was back in line. This was a cool sweat. I said, I had a great deal of pressure to respect the building. I said, quarter. I said, the only change in policy is there. So, I don't want to get into a position where we're attacking.
What is the truth? Has the Post always been at everything before?
No, I don't think they knew it. They shouldn't.
Is that it? What the hell was it they didn't cover that they were in?
Oh, I mentioned that too. Well, the Christmas tree light. And this is Nixon, the first event of the Christmas season over in the Great Hall.
Okay.
When she opened up the decorations.
Where you couldn't have everybody in, could you?
Well, it was open for full count. The Washington Post, we got to send it.
For God,
I'll say you.
Oh,
you called.
They were invited.
No, they brought this to
the table. But let me ask you what happened. You can't block them if it's for both of them.
That's the night you called. certain words to the public buildings there. It wasn't a plan, but we, Connie worked out a way that she didn't notify the public buildings, but they could have found out. They did send a reporter to cover that fence.
I don't know what you say.
So I said, well, I call